Welcome to a special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are we doing, Gino?
Very good, very good. I do want to remind everybody, before we get to our special guest here, that they can text in at 603-356-9145. Again, that number one more time, 603-356-9145. You can also call that number and talk to Lucia, and she'll jot down your question, and also email office@wmwv.com.
All right, and I'd like to thank our sponsor for drive time tonight, the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, certified public accountants, Settlers Green, and Settlers Crossing. Now I'd like to invite in our special guest from Memorial Hospital. We have Art Matheson, the president of Memorial, on the line with us, as well as Dr. Matt Dunn, the chief medical officer, and Will Owen, RN, and emergency management coordinator. How are we, gentlemen?
Doing well.
Yeah, great. Great. Great.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on with us again. We actually last talked on March 24th, about 3 weeks ago, and it seems like a long time ago.
Yes, Greg, this is Art. We were just talking about that. 3 weeks ago seems like many months to some degree, certainly.
So, as we get into the questions here, one of the first things I wanted to ask is, what do we know about the virus that we didn't know 3 weeks ago? Like maybe about transmitting, quarantine periods, that type of stuff.
Yeah, hey, Greg, this is Matt speaking. You know, over the last 3 weeks, we certainly knew that there was community transmission, but what we've seen in our state is that this is certainly increased, and you can see it around as it's spreading around the country. We haven't learned a lot more about those that are getting infected other than looking at the data for hospitalized patients. You know, we heard early on that it was affecting mostly older populations, but nationally about a third of those hospitalized are under 50, and that would, for me, be considered a younger population. We also know there's a large percentage of people that are nearly asymptomatic. We certainly assumed that early on and similar to the flu, but we certainly know that based on what's going on, not just in our country, but in the world.
And now, speaking of that, do people who have had the virus have some sort of immunity to it? Do we know that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'll say there's not a great answer to that. You know, we're relying historically based on how the body responds to viral agents, you know, similar to the flu. We know that we get a certain amount of immunity when we're exposed to agents like that, the way our immune system works. We know that patients that have had COVID do develop antibodies. That's part of the immune system that attacks viruses. What we do not know is the length of time, if there is immunity, that those antibodies confer immunity. And if, like the flu, there are potential for multiple strains. We know every year that we can be infected by multiple different types of flu virus. These are all things that, you know, they're really struggling with right now because this is such a new virus, I think, to understand.
Okay. And have the guidelines at Memorial changed for who should be tested and how the testing process, has that changed?
Yeah, it's another great question, Greg. So we continue to follow the state Department of Health and Human Services guidelines, and those have actually held pretty steady for the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've probably streamlined our process. We were just really in the first week or two of our drive-up testing process. Now that's a pretty streamlined process that allows us to evaluate patients. But in terms of the guidance and who gets tested, that is stayed pretty uniform throughout the state.
Okay. And once you get tested and you guys have collected that sample, how long does it take to be returned and find out the results?
Yeah. So one of the things here that's it's a little bit different than other areas in the state, our testing process utilizes Nordex, which is the central lab for the Maine Health System.
Mm-hmm.
What we see, and there's different levels of priority in terms of testing,
sure.
But overall, we are able to get test results back to the EMR, to the physician, within 24 hours. Often it's faster, but we do have courier times to the lab. But the actual process time, once it's in Nordex, is usually under 12 hours. It's very fast now.
Now, you know, we've seen on the news and looked at a lot of stuff that says, you know, there are different types of tests, self-administered tests, 45-minute on-site tests. What type of tests are you doing right now at Memorial?
Yeah, so the test that's being performed at Nordex is what's called a molecular test. So it's a test that actually looks for the specific, this is an RNA virus, so the specific RNA of the virus particles itself. It's when you're looking at the way testing's done for any type of viral pathogen like this, this is the most sensitive and specific type of test. And you're right, it's really hard when you're looking at the media trying to understand all the different types of testing that's out there. And at this level, so hospital and governmental labs, most of them are using a nearly identical type of process, though it might not be the exact same test. They're either using a molecular test or something called a PCR test. But those are both looking at the viral RNA. When you're looking at some of these other rapid tests that are coming out, some of them are slightly different technology, but I know people have had a lot of questions specifically about one of the tests that's been in the press a lot that is trying to get disseminated around the country that is offering testing within a range of about 2 to 13 minutes. That test itself is actually a molecular test. It's a highly sensitive test. I think if that company is able to produce as much as they think they're able to, as well as get this around the country, I think it's really going to help speed up testing across the nation. We know in a lot of areas in this state and other states, it's taking days and up to a week to get test results back, which can be really challenging. I think if that type of bedside testing is available, we'll be able to see not just more rapid turnaround times, but it'll also help us understand our use of personal protective equipment and resources.
Okay, so if someone feels like they might be coming down with symptoms of COVID-19, what should they do? This was a question we got asked.
Yeah, so if someone feels like they're coming down with symptoms, just like any other illness, you want to monitor your illness. Obviously, the guidance now is to stay at home and to quarantine. If someone feels that they're feeling fairly sick, like they want to be seen, we would go through the process of having them come to the main entrance. There's a workflow here. There's actually a number they can call. They'll get registered via phone, and we would meet them in our drive-up area and talk to them. If the patient is sick enough to be seen, they'll be brought into the ED just like any other patient, and they will be brought into areas where patients can be isolated and kept safe to allow us to treat them.
Now, if someone tests positive for the virus, do all of these people get hospitalized or are some of them sent home to wait to see how things progress?
Yeah, that's a great question. When you look at the data, both in our country and in other countries, it's holding very true when you're looking at the number of positive patients tested. Again, it's hard to know everyone that has it because we're not testing everybody. But looking at the number of positive patients tested in our country, you're seeing hospitalization rates between 17 to 20%.
Okay.
So only about a fifth of those who are known positive actually need to be hospitalized. And then a small percentage of those go on to be sicker that require more intensive type treatments in the hospital.